Destined to Play, written by Indigo Bloom and read by Louise Crawford. This recording contains adult content. My stomach is in knots. How can I feel such anticipation and remorse simultaneously? Doesn't make sense to me. My clinical mind quickly shifts a gear and makes a mental note to explore the psychology around such intense emotions and the resulting change in my physiology. My immediate situation renders my clinical experience redundant. God, what am I doing? Thinking, feeling? Jeremy still has his hands on my knees as his eyes bore into my soul. Moments pass until, as if reading my thoughts, he releases his hold on my eyes and withdraws his touch, rising to step towards the panoramic view. I immediately inhale, as if I have been released from a spell. I must have been holding my breath for quite some time. As he continues to stare out toward the harbour, he says in a bemused voice, "Let me guess. You are currently analysing every angle of this situation." He turns to look into my eyes once again, before returning his gaze outward and nods, as if to confirm for himself that he is on the right track before continuing. "You are weighing up the pros and cons of accepting my offer. One side of you is excited, enticed almost, about the possibilities of the experience. The other is fully grounded in the responsibilities of your existing life, giving rise to endless questions and what-if scenarios, and which mean you need more time for consideration and reflection. Truly, Alex, it would take many lifetimes worth of experience to answer your questions, and even then, never reach a satisfactory conclusion. Am I right?" Once again, looking toward me for confirmation. All I can do is nod my head in agreement. He is reading me like a book. Actually, if I'm truly honest about it, he is reading me better than I can read myself, which disturbs me no end. The accuracy of his words catches me off guard, his summary both measured and precise. Am I that easy to read? Or does he really know me that well? I thought he would have forgotten over the years. But if I haven't, how could I naively assume he had? That is a truly scary consideration given my current predicament. He continues with his barrage of my presumed concerns. "What about your family? Do you really want this? What will it mean if you stay? What would your friends think? How would you justify your decision? Could you live with yourself? And dare I say it, what would happen if you truly let yourself go, even if it was just for one weekend?"